The next patient is Susan McCarthy. The last name is McCarthy. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. 82-year-old, white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B going into stage 4. The patient was... the patient had laboratory workup done on the 14th of February of 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.73, and the estimated GFR is 29 mLs per minute. The sodium 137, potassium 5, chloride 103, CO2 20, calcium 9.6, the liver function tests are within normal limits. The patient had a deep stick that was negative for protein. However, the protein creatinine ratio was reported at 673 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.5, period. With that in mind, we know that we have evidence of proteinuria, but the patient has a history of relapsing urinary tract infections that are followed very closely by Ms. Stephanie Smith, APRN, in Frostproof, Florida. Frostproof, Florida. The possibility of administration of the SGLT2 inhibitors is very limited due to the relapsing urinary tract infection. And the patient is not a candidate for finerenone because she has the tendency to hyperkalemia. We are going to continue the close observation. And for the time being, in order to get an accurate measure of the proteinuria, we're going to order the 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance and protein. Following number, anemia that is treated with the administration of Retacrit. Following number, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.5. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.